There's a Tanchuma at the beginning of Parshas Kisavoy. So the Seder Parshas Kisavoy, the first Parsha of Kisavoy is the Parsha of Bikurim. The second Parsha is the Parsha of Vidui Maaser, that at the end of the third year, a person would finish the process of giving out all of the Chumas and Maasers like he's supposed to, and he would make the declaration that he had done so. And then the Pasuk says, Hayom Hazeh, so you can't stand in front of everybody like that. Move to the side. Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha L'Asoy Zetzachukim O'Ele, Betzah Mishpatim, Shemarta Basit Zayshom, L'Chol Avov, L'Chol V'Chol Navshecha. Et Hashem Hemarta, Yom Lius L'Chol Elokim, this day, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzavcha L'Asoy Zetzachukim and Mishpatim, Hashem was, there was, you know, Hashem Hemarta, Hashem Hemircha, Yom, So the Tanchuma starts on that pasuk. This day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to mitzav you lasses. Zeh shomer kasev. Boyu nishtachav ebenichrua nivrucho lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. Let's be mishtachav, be kareya, and be put our berich down, our knee down in front of Hashem. V'lo kriya b'klal yishtachavoya. Yishtachavoya b'klal kriya. What are these different lashonos? They're all the same thing, basically. So the matter says, "El tzofa Moshe Baruch Hakodesh, v'roa shebeis hamikdash asid lecharev." Moshe knew that the beis hamikdash is not going to stand; it's going to be lecharev. V'habikurim asidim liposek, and it'll no longer be bikurim. Amid v'hiskin liYisrael sheyiru mispalim mashalosh pamim bechayoyim. So Klai Yisrael is going to daven three times a day. Fishach Aviva, Tefillah Lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol Masim Tavim, Mikol HaKarbonis. If Bikurim are going to be Posek, so the Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakin three Tefillahs. B'chol Yom. Moshe Rabbeinu, Abishach, so he created the mitzvah of Tefillah. L'kach Nemar, Hayem Hazeh, Hashem L'kach Mitzav Chalasos. So this day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah you to do it. Maksiv lemalim in ha'inyan. What does it mention in the pasuk before? Hashkifa mimayin Kadosh Baruch Hu min ha'shamayim. Klai Yisrael is davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu should look down from Shemayim and give bracha to Klai Yisrael and to Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk continues. It says, Hayom Hazeh, Hashem lekecha mitzavcha la'asos. Then this day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah you la'asos et hachukim ha'ele v'es mishmatim. So this is the day where Baruch Hu is mitzavah you means. This will come the day where this is going to be what you're going to do instead of bringing Bikurim. So the first problem, obviously, to understand in the Medrash is the few problems here in the Medrash to understand. So the first problem is what's the flow from Bikurim to Tefillah? Why is the replacement for Bikurim a process of Tefillah? Why specifically three times b'chol yom? Why specifically three shalosh pamim b'chol yom? Moshe Rabbeinu sees the Beis Hamikdash is going to be charev, and the bikurim are going to be posek. Now, it's not specifically bikurim that are going to be posek. Every single avodah of the Beis Hamikdash is going to end by Shas Korban. So why does Moshe Rabbeinu see specifically bikurim? He feels a need to replace with tefillah as opposed to the other karbanos. And then the Gemara seems to say that the Gemara says, in general, we know that tefillahs are b'makom karbonis. Shacharis is connected to karbon tamid shel shachar. The minchas connected to tamid shel ben arboim. Marv is connected that they warm up the drum on the mizbeach. So it's specifically connected to karbonis, not connected to bikurim. So, b'chlal, those three things come out of the immediately on the medrash. You take another look in the medrash. The medrash starts with the pasuk in Tehillim, "Boyu nishtachaveh v'nichra nivrucho lifnei Hashem oseinu." So there's three lashonos over there of nishtachaveh, nichra, and nivrucho, and that is the where we see the element of three. So we see the element of three in Hishtachavoya. What exactly is the connection between this pasuk and this drasha, and what we're darshing over here? The end of the tefillahs three times the tefillahs b'chol yom. How does this hishtachaveh hachra and being mavrich oneself create three tefillas b'chol yom. B'chol yom, you have to understand in the medrash. So the medrash says, "Hayom says Hashem lekecha mitzav kol lasa says hachukim ayla b'ezem mishpatim." Now that pasuk is written after vidui ma'aser. It's not written after bikurim. And the pasuk of Hishkifa, which it's coming off of, is saying, well, the pasuk of Hishkifa is a pasuk of tefillah. And then Hayom Hashem, this day, there'll be a day where Hashem is mitzavcha lasos to do this, mitzavcha to do this, this referring to tefillah. So, it should be referring to Vidi Meiser. It should not be referring to specifically Bikurim. Vidi Meiser talks about Meiser Rishon, it talks about Meiser Sheni, it talks about Truma, it talks about Bikurim, it talks about all of the mitzvahs that a person is mechuyav to do, the various different parts of his that he's supposed to give from his karka to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not specifically talking about Bikurim. So how did the Medrash know, based on this pasuk, that the topic sentence over here is Bikurim more than Trumas and Maisus in general? Furthermore, if this pasuk is referring to Trumas and Maisus in general, the process of giving Trumas and Maisus, that wasn't Batel B'Shas Korban Abayis. So, how do we know that the process is referring to something being Chorev and something being Pasek and referring to Bikurim? All those things you need to understand in the Medrash. In the Parsha Bikurim, it starts out Vahoyaki Savoya Lo Oritz. So the Medrash Rabbah, this is the Medrash Tanchuma, the Medrash Rabbah says that Vahoyaki Savoya Lo Oritz, it has to be as soon as you come in, as soon as the Kaiser comes into Eretz Israel, before there was a chiv of Chumas and Maizvus, because it wasn't that they hadn't been mechalik the portions of Eretz Yisrael yet. The Bikurim was Miyad, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. As soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was a lacha of Bikurim. That's Vahoya Kisavai Elo Oritz. It had to be Miyad. So why is it that Bikurim, out of the other elements of the various different matonas that the person gave from his karka, why is it that Bikurim has to be Miyad? This interesting pasuk in the Seder Bikurim, so the person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he goes up to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says the whole parsha of Anisa v'Amarta, Arami Avidavi, and he says the five psukim, which are here, the Torah talks about the process of how Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, and what happened in Mitzrayim, and we called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. That was the four psukim, which we darshan on the night of the Haggadah. And the fifth pasuk is Vayivenu Lamakam Azev, Itilano is Oretz, it's Eretz of Aschol of Advash. Now we're in Eretz Yisrael, the Bershom gave us this land, which is Eretz of Aschol of Advash. Ve'atah, Pasuk Yud says, Ve'atah, Hineveses Reshis Priya, the Marsh, and Asatali Hashem, Vinachtoy Lithem Hashem Alakachel, Vishtakalvis Lithem Hashem Alakachel. So this word Ve'atah is, it seems to be an extra word. Right. So all these things happened. The Bereshit gave us Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't just giving us Eretz Yisrael. It was a whole process that we got Eretz Yisrael. Behold, I'm bringing Reshit Bina. Would have been a fine pasuk l'chara. Right? I don't need to say ve'atah and now, as opposed to what? I mean, what is ve'atah stressing? So the Medrash says that the word v'atah always means tshuva. Ve'en v'atah ela tshuva. So the word v'atah is tshuva. So what exactly is the ve'er that you're doing tshuva about, and why? You know, what is the process of tshuva that we're talking about over here in the parsha over here? Okay, so that's the challenge to understand. The Medrash talks about the idea that there's three tefillas. So some of the Forshim, when they talk about the Medrash, they talk about specifically how the three tefillas are Shachas, Mincha, Marav, Arvis, Shachas, and Mincha, however you want to set it up. Two different ways of setting it up. Some places we say Erev Avorka B'Tzor Royim, and some places we refer to it as from the morning to the evening. But they specifically are focus in on the fact that it was the three different zmanim. There's a zman of Laila, there's a zman of the beginning of the day, a zman of the end of the day. Those are the three zmanim, and each zman is mechayev its tefillah. What's interesting is that the Medrash does not seem to stress, it seems, you know, the Medrash does not seem to stress, I mean, the Medrash doesn't spare words in these type of things. It's not like the laws of Lashanis, which Chazal don't use. The matter seems to say shalosh pamim b'chol yom, that the tefillah is specifically a nekuda of three times a day. So it seems to be that the nekuda of three is what's extraordinary over here, as opposed to the fact that it's at the different zmanim of the day, which Mimela ends up being three. The nekuda which sticks out over here is the nekuda of three. So it seems to be that there's something specific about three. What is significant and specific about three? It's interesting that Shavuos is referred to in the Torah as Chag HaBikurim. Shavuos, if the number which, you know, if we think about the numbers which come into mind when we talk about the Yom Tov of Shavuos, so we talk about, we think about Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Nechi Hashem Elokecha, which is one, Shnei Luchos Habris is two, Aseres Hadibros, you talk about Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu coming together to being one, so that's the Kud of two together coming one, etc. Three is not a number which we think about when in conjunction with Shavuos. The number three is not the number which we think about in conjunction with Shavuos. So there's a very interesting Gemara in Sefer Shabbos which seems to say that we're wrong. Dorish Hahu Gemara Peichesem and Alf. Dorish Hahu Glila Alei de Rav Chista. There was somebody from the Glila Alei de Rav Chista in front of Rav Chista, and he said the following drasha: Brich Rachmana, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yoyev Orayin Tlisoi. He gave us a Torah which has three parts to it. Rashi says Torah Nevim Uksuvim. La'am tilisoyi, to a nation which has three parts to it, Kahanim, Levim, and Yisrael. Ayirei tilisoyi, through a third party, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael. B'yayim tilisoyi, on the third day of the Hafrasha. B'yarchi tilisoyi, in the third month, the month of Sivan, Nisan, Iyar Sivan. And the Gemara is bringing it here in context, you know, exactly what day was the Sefer Torah wasn't, was it, what day was it on the vis-a-vis the Prisha, was it on the second day, the third day, right, etc. The third day or the fourth day, okay. So how many days of Prisha were there prior to the Sefer Torah? Was it the third day or the fourth day? So it says, it's Kaman Karabonet. That's what the Gemara is bringing, this Drasha, Kaman Karabonet. So this, I mean, but the vice of the Gemara is being Kaveya, based on this Glila, what's significant about the Torah is it has the element of three in it. It's a Rayan, Tlisoyi, Klai Yisrael has three, on the third day, the third month, through a third party, and that's on the scene of the Torah. So three seems to be the element which is significant in the scene of the Torah. And again, that's not the number which would automatically come to mind when we think about the Sinas HaTorah. Why the number three? The Maharal, when he talks about the number three, he says that you start out one represents a nekuda, a point, right? It's a point, maybe, you know, which contain many things in it, but it's a point. It has no it's not an element of expansion. Two represents the idea that it's expanding to something else. And three represents shleimus. three represent Shleimus. He says, why the three represent Shleimus? First of all, he says, in the physical world, the only place you can make a full item is if you have 3 points. A triangle is the smallest type of a enclosed item. You can have a triangle, you can have a square, you can have your pentagon, etc. But you can't make an area which is enclosed with 2 points. You can make a line. You can't have any area. You only create area that it contains something inside of itself. The ability to contain something inside needs 3 points for it to be able to be able to contain. When you talk about the if you have 2 points, so 2 points creates two elements of an extreme. The three represents the midpoint, the middle area between the 2 points. It says if I have 1 point here, 1 point there, and I create a balance, I create somewhere in the middle which creates a balance, which creates a room for a room for the reality that we don't live in the world of extremes. If you look at the Haggadah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hashpos to the Bria and the Spheres, and the Spheres come in sets of threes. There's Keser, there's Chochma Bina, there's Chesed Din Rachamim, there's the Netzach Hoyd and Yesoid, and then there's Malchus. But it's always in sets of threes. Why is it in sets of threes? Why, Bershom is one, and maybe the Bershom creates the Kiddush of the Bria, that he creates something which can exist beyond the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is two. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one of the Bria, and the one of the Bria is doesn't have room for anything else. And Bershom creates a world of duality where we can exist, how other things can exist. And the Morale talks about that. The idea of duality, the fact that other things can exist, usually is expressed in the number two. He says that the word bracha, which is the idea of, comes from the concept, we mentioned this yesterday, the word bracha comes from the concept of brecha, of something increasing, is always represented in twos. That's why the word bracha has the three letters of the word bracha are beis, reish, and chav. Each one of them is a two times something, or two. Bays is two times one, your first, your number, the integer of the digits of one, 220. That represents the idea that there's increase. So going from a state where all there is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the world of increasing something, really should be with a bays. So Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a world with bays. So why is an Haggah, but specifically with an Haggah of three? Looking to the Haggah of we have three Ovis. We say Avram is the Midah of Chesed, Yitzchak was the Midah of Din, Gevura, and Yaakov is the Midah of Tiferes, of Torah. Right? So that you have your Chesed, your Din, and your Tiferes is I said Rachman before Tiferes. Okay, Nekuda of Tiferes is specifically Yaakov, is, and now we can create a Klal Yisrael. It's Medavka within the Kuda of three. Haloi Davrahu. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and in the world of the one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no room for anything else. That's obvious. The Kiddush of the Bria is the Bereshit created existence which exists and has some level of existence. It seems to exist. It has a level of existence which is the two, and therefore the Torah starts with a Beis. At the moment of Bereshit is a moment of Beis, is a moment of creation. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a way that this existence should not become separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and should be mechubar at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, That's the chiddush of, that's the element, the Rosh Hashanah created a hechatimsa for connection. That's the three. That's the third part. That the Rosh Hashanah wanted to create a world which would just be a world of bays, wouldn't be able to contain anything in it. It would be that it's a separate existence. There's a nakuda here, there's a nakuda there. That to create that there's an area of endeavor and there's a world which can exist and function, the Rosh Hashanah created a hechatimsa for that also. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with the midas of din, and he was b'shit to be my midas of rachamim. So the shem of Elokim is the shem which we know Kadosh Baruch Hu, shem Elokeinu or shem Elokim. That's how we know Kadosh Baruch Hu. The combination of the two extremes together creates a midah which is tiferet, which means it's the world of balance. It gives everything. It's tiferet lamin adam, tiferet lamin shemayim. It has a symmetry. It has a balance. It has a way to function. It can take the two worlds, the world of the human being, which is the world which seems to be completely manutik from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means nothing else exists, and allows us to find the world we can exist within those two things together. The combination of the two things, the goof and the goof pulling one way, and the neshama pulling the other way. The creation which allows us to do that is Torah. Torah is referred to as a three. It's a Ryan Tlisoy. It's referred to a Torah of three because the Torah of three means it creates a way to, you know, if you want to use the word nowadays, it creates the word of balance. That's the catchword nowadays. It has to be balanced. So Torah is the quintessential concept of balance. A human being is pulled in two directions, and we know that with the exception of a few areas, and we'll talk about those areas in a moment, that a person is supposed to go, the Rambam says a person is supposed to go between the two. I'm called upon to balance the midah of being very, just being mefazol, being pazronas, giving all my money away, to the midah of being tight-wanded. I should not give everything away. I have a responsibility to hold on to some of it. I have a responsibility to give as much as I can. The Rambam says the only exception is the midah of anava. The anava is an exceptional midah. There we're supposed to go to the extreme. We'll talk about why anava is the midah which we have to go to the extreme. So everything else in the Kud of Torah is, it gives us the kalim to understand how to balance the two extremes and create the middle area, which is the area which a human being can function in. It's supposing pulled to one direction or the other direction. The Torah gives us the measure of how to balance the two things which the Bereshit created in us, the polar opposites, and that's pulling us in two directions. And each mitzvah of Torah is referred to as, the mitzvah of Torah are the way to understand how to use them properly and create the balance. Revolba was in one place, says that's why we refer to midos as midos. Midos are measured, because every midos that we have has to be measured. It shouldn't be just do whatever. I'm always balkas. That's not measured. It's not a midos anymore. It becomes a dictatorship over the human being. He doesn't understand how and when to use it. He says that's why the Rambam refers to them as deos. Deos also means that the idea that a person uses it with the intelligence, an understanding of when and how to apply it, when not to apply it. So midas aren't being, I'm always a nice guy. Don't always be a nice guy. It's not good to always be a nice guy. Sometimes you have to be able to stand strong. You have to do a kasa panim or a kasa leib. But there's a way of standing strong and taking a stand on something. Don't always be a strong guy. And when the balance needs that das, when the balance needs midas, it has to be measured. We talk about you picture a scale. There's the two sides of the scale, and the goal is to find a way that you weigh one against the other, and you create a balance. And that's your three that the Torah is creating. The Torah writes bereishis. So bereishis. So reishis, the Torah means the idea of a beginning. It's the one which it seems to be representing. The idea of reishis. Chazal darshan on bereishis. One of the drushes in Chazal is bishvil bikurim shenika reishis. Shenemar, it says over here that reishis bepri adamo. So bikurim are in the kuda of reishis. So Reishis Lechara is the first. It's the one. It's not the three. So how can Bikurim, if the goal of the goal is a world of three, the goal is a world of balance, how does Bikurim allow us to get that balance? How does Bikurim allow us to generate a three? What is the shaykhaz of Bikurim to the world of three? So we know all of the midas you're supposed to go to the middle, except for the midah of anava. The midah of anava, a person is supposed to go to the extreme. Why is the midah of anivus is it something which a person has to go to the extreme? The human being, Bereshit created us. We have existence. We have an I. We have an ego. We have an I. We have an existence which we exist. The existence of a human being acts as a barrier to the existence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As much as we perceive that we exist and we have our own intrinsic existence, that's a barrier which does not let a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the human being. Anivus is the process of the human being lowering himself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and letting a Kadosh Baruch Hu into him. So anivus requires us to go to the extreme, because if the goal is to create a relationship, the human being is the number two at its greatest power. I am. What do you mean you are? A Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Anoichi is ki ani. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only I exist. Ki ani. Only I. The human being has to recognize. So we have a tug of war. Anivus is the process which allows a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the human being to come back together to one. Kashmir says about a Balgaiba, in Aniva, who you call the brother of the Mecha. We both can't coexist in the same world. There's not enough room in the world for Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Balgaiva. So what does that mean? The world is very big. You know. So what does it mean that there's not enough room in the whole world? So the Russian said, he and I can't exist in one world. Because as much as the Balgaiva exists, it means there's a different existence other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The world of Kadosh Baruch Hu is real. The Russian's real world is only him. So, how can we exist? So, we're recalled upon the process of a nevus, the process of a person totally lowering himself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a person totally lowers himself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is able to have not a non-existence, but he exists within a Kadosh Baruch Hu, connected with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he creates a three, but it's a different type of three. It's a three which the Bereshit exists, and I exist because I am part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an expansion of, it's a way to create an area of endeavor much better than, you know, it's a third party. It's not a third party. It's not a two. It's an expanded one to the point that there's room for something else. So I expand my that to a circle. I mean, something like that. To that it has room for something else inside of it. A bays is there's a fight between the one and the two. Who is it? 2 points. It's not 2 points. It's one. It's really one existence together. So the anivus creates a different type of a three. Anivus creates a reality which that there's a room. There is an area of endeavor. A human being, as he connects to Kadosh Baruch Hu, has an area of endeavor where Kadosh Baruch Hu exists within him. Bikurim is the only mitzvah in the Torah where the Torah says the mitzvah of Hishtachav Hoyev. The Hishtachav Issa. It doesn't say anywhere else in the Torah the mitzvah of Hishtachav Hoyev. There's a law when a person brought Kabbalah, it was Hishtachav Hoyev. It's not mentioned in the Psukim. It was a Tachanus Chazal. Some hold it's maybe Drosh and Pasuk. But explicitly in the Torah, the act of a human being negating oneself and being mechuber back to the act of Ishtach Avoya is a human being comes and totally prostrates himself in front of a Kadosh Baruch. He lies down totally on the ground with his hands and his arms stretched out, and he's totally groveling. It's the Eved totally groveling in front of his master and saying, I am nothing. And that's brought through the process of Bikurim. Reishis is where I'm starting a new existence. There's a ratio that there's an existence. I have I have my own tzavua, I have my own existence. At the moment of reishis, immediately the moment of reishis, I take the reishis and I give it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I'm mishtachem in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I totally negate myself in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I break that nakuda of existence which seems to exist independent of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is the process of what Bikurim is able to be piled for us. So maybe the taich of bireishis, bishvil Bikurim shenikra reishis, bireishis doesn't mean for Bikurim, it means with Bikurim. Bir means with. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not created a concept of Bikurim, that human being had a way to take the reishis of where he starts to feel his own existence and turn it around and give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world couldn't exist. Because it would end up being a separate existence other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it would continue. Russia created a vehicle through the Torah where a human being could give it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and bring it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the bir reishis doesn't mean bishvil bikurim. The Russian that created the world, oh, they should bring bikurim. The Russian used bikurim as the way to allow him to create the world. That the bikurim is the hechatimsa for the whole bria, the process of human being giving himself back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shavuos is the day where Klal Yisrael came back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Bria went further and further away, and the Chazal say that, you know, that the Bereshim started out here in this world, that Adam did Chet, the Bereshim left this world and went up one Madrega to a higher Rikia, all the way up to the seventh. Then Avram started the process of bringing it back down. Eventually Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave the Torah, brought the Bereshim back down to this Bria. That Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim. Shavuos is when the Bereshit put back into the world the Hechatimsa, how a human being can take his existence and not have his existence be a steer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but allow his existence to be a way to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to find a room for human beings' existence within that also. So there's room for both of us within the Bria. So Shavuos is the Nesinas HaTorah, that moment in the Nesinas HaTorah, in a certain sense, is the beginning of a new existence, and that beginning of a new existence is an existence which allows for the human being to come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hence, it's the Zman of Bikurim. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that the process of Havos Bikurim in the Mikdash is going to be Chariv, and he says, so what am I going to do? What can replace that? What can give the Klal Yisrael that ability to do that? He says, and that's the process of Tefillah. The process of Tefillah is a process where a human being comes and totally negates himself. The process of Tefillah is a process of Anivus. It's a process of Hishtachavoya. So the pasuk says that Boyo Nishtachaveh and Nichra Nivrucho Lifnei Hashem Oseinu. When a human being is Mishtachaveh and Kareya and he's Mavrich himself, Lifnei Hashem Oseinu. Those things are what allow us to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is Oseinu, the one who made us. The process of these things are what allow a human being to be able to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu says that the process in which Bikurim allowed us to do needs three parts to do it again. The Shem Yishmul points out that there are three parts to Havas Bikurim. There is that human being brings it to the Mikdash, and there's a din of Hanacha, there's a din of Tanufa, which is the world of Maisa. There is an inyan of Dibur, there's an inyan of Kriya, that he has to say, V'nisav Amarta. And then there's the act of Hishtachavoya. The act of Hishtachavoya, even though it's a physical act, you sort of the act of Hishtachavoya is in the Machshav of the human being where he negates himself in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, Bikurim has the three elements of the human being all being subservient to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, being connected back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. tefillah has to have in it a process of he doesn't, you know, teach why hishtachavoya, kriya, and berich, and I'm not sure exactly how you would draw the parallel. But there's three elements of tefillah. There's three tefillahs, and each one of the tefillahs is there to make sure that in some way this element of a human being's existence, which seems to be a stira, is going to be mechur b'ato kadosh baruch hu. Klai Yisrael leaves the Midbar, which we existed, basically the Midbar, Mishkan was a constant extension of Har Sinai. By Har Sinai they saw there's nothing else but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was total negation to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There wasn't a need for Bikurim in Midbar. Klai Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, which we seem to take upon. That's when Klai Yisrael starts to take upon, it's no longer that we exist based on Anonei HaKavod and Mon and Be'er Mayim, based on the three Royim of Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. But now all three are Batel. There's no Anonei HaKavod anymore. There's no Be'er, there's no Mon. They go into Eretz Yisrael. And as soon as they start going to Eretz Yisrael, the first thing they have to do is they have to do a process of bringing Bikurim. They have to immediately bring Bikurim, which means immediately at the Reishis, at the beginning of this new existence called Eretz Yisrael, they commit themselves and they negate themselves that our existence in Eretz Yisrael will be an existence where Kadosh Baruch Hu is accessible and available inside of us. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hayom hazeh Hashem alekecha mitzavcha lasos es hachukim ha'ela v'es ha'mishpatim." Rashi says in that pasuk, "Hayom hazeh Hashem alekecha mitzavcha b'chol yom yiyu b'enecha chadoshim kilo b'ba yom nitztavisa aleihem." Every day has to be a brand new nesidas haTorah. Every day has to be a beginning. Every day has to be erasures. "Hayom hazeh mitzavcha Hashem alekecha." This is going to be each time, each day there is an opportunity for a human being to, in a certain sense, to have his reishis and make a commitment again of his existence and to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So every day the Torah has to be a chadashim, because every day the Torah is what gives us the ability to take the brand new existence of a day and give it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The understanding of how to use the elements that I have and give it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu is what allows this day to exist. Because if it wouldn't have, it wouldn't exist. So the Bria is brand new and I'm brand new, and this Torah is giving me a way to exist brand new, which didn't exist beforehand. And that's the Yom HaZeh Mitzavcha Lasos. A human being gives Bikurim, and once he's able to be conveyed that that's how to do it, so from that flows, so he can take other elements. He can take other elements of his existence. He can give Truma, he can give Meiser, he can give Meiseroni, Meisersheni, he can bring Meisersheni up to Beis HaMikdash, he can give Lekut Shechopeya, he can do all the things that he has to do. But the starting point is, if a person is Kaveya, that his relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in sync, that he doesn't have his own independent existence, which therefore, it's my thing, I can do whatever I want with it. But rather, I understand it's only within the context of Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, therefore I do with it as he sees fit. So Vidi Meiser is a hemshech, it's a hemshech of the process of Bikurim. That's why the Medrash doesn't see Hayom HaZeh as a hemshech to specifically to Vidi Meiser, but rather it's a hemshech back to Bikurim. Vidi Meiser is the soif dover of the rashes of Bikurim. It's the soif dover of the rashes of Bikurim. The Sas Emes, Taka points out, it says that, we had a gevaldig matana b'shas the Beis HaMikdash stood, that a human being would come to Beis HaMikdash once a year with Bikurim, walk into Beis HaMikdash, be mishtachaveh, and the act of hachnoah that he would get then would allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to shine his existence in the person for the rest of the year. We don't have that anymore, and therefore we need the process of human being lowering himself three times a day, every single day for the whole year, to recreate what Bikurim did for us at that moment. He says that's why Bikurim are brought right immediately prior to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Reishis Hashanah, so the beginning of the year, when a person takes the Reishis of the Shana, it's a very heady moment. no pun intended, right? I've gotten something. I've got a new existence. Last year's existence ended. I was given a year of existence. It's a very exciting moment. It's the person was just given by the doctor that he thought he's going to be dying today, that he's got another year to live. A very exciting moment. It's a moment of rachis. So what do you do with the moment of rachis? The moment of rachis is that person is called upon at that moment to be machni himself in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's called upon himself to be mishtachavet, that take all of that existence which exists and give it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Bikurim, he says, he makes a suggestion, he says in general Bikurim was given, you could start any time from Shavuos until Sukkos, but the general's mana was given that they would their parents would sit in the field in the summertime, toward the end of the summer they pick them up and bring them up to the Mikdash. So the zman of the end of Elul, the beginning of Tishrei, was the zman and people would actually bring the Bikurim. They wouldn't necessarily bring the Bikurim then. They could bring the Bikurim and bring the Bikurim later on. That's interesting Kiddush that he says, but he sees that this is the zman of Rashis. That's why Parshas Kisavoy is always read right before Rosh Hashanah. Parshas Kisavoy, so Chazal say that it's because the klolus that the Tichlis Shana Mekilo is said, that the klolus of the Shana should end. So Morale says, what is the Nakud of Klola? So Morale says, the Nakud of Klola is Klola starts with a Kuf, and the word Aura starts with an Aleph. They're one. They're in the number one. Says, the number one is Klola. Why is number one? Because Baruch Hu is one. Why is the number one Klola? Says, when my existence is, I'm the number one, that's the world of Klola. When I'm able to break through and understand I'm not the number one and give that one back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's creates bracha. So the process of Yamim, the process of Yamim Neroyim is where the Kalala of the Shana ends and I'm able to recreate a new reality, which is a reality of bracha, reality of that we Kodesh Baruch and I coexist. There's a world of bays which allows for the room of us to exist together. The world where and that's done through the human being's act of being mishtachaveh on Rosh Hashanah. Two nakudas. That Rosh Hashanah, we focus very much on the Rosh Hashanah. It's his man of din. Will a person, we have there's so many different people have different tzrachim. It's his man of tefillah. It's his man of tshuva, where the human being comes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He takes this existence which he seemed to have as an independent existence, and he gives it back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, vato is tshuva. He says, now I'm ready, now that I've done this process, I'm ready to be mishtachem in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal of the year, the person stops, he looks back and he says, where did the year take him? What did he accomplish? What he did not accomplish? And how much he got lost along the way because he focused on himself, focused on what he wants and his desires instead of focusing on where he should be, what he should be accomplishing. How much the one of the human being got in the way, the independent existence got in the way. A person takes that the Seif Hashanah. He says, "Where'd I end up? I didn't. Apparently, my rachis wasn't proper. If had the rachis been proper, had I shot the air in the right direction, I would end up with Trumas and Maisers and Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani and Matas and Niyim. I didn't end up with that. I ended up with taking money for myself. I ended up with taking my existence for myself." So the zman of this is a person looks and says, I'm not happy with where I got to. A person has to understand that the only way it's going to work is by letting a Kodesh Baruch Hu into his heart. Aleph. Beis, the second Lakuta which we spoke about, is that the Chiddush of Torah is, it generates a way for the human being to have an existence within the Kodesh Baruch Hu's existence, and that it's not the human being doesn't exist. It's not that I'm a mindless, faceless number where I'm a robot serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but I have a tremendous kayak of existence. I accomplish tremendous things, but it's not seen as a steer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Chiddush of Torah is that we're able to take the elements, the balance between the two points, and give the human being what it needs that it should feel existence and be successful and be and accomplish something, at the same time not being a steerer to the existence of Kodesh Baruch Hu at all. That's the Chiddush of Torah, which bets without the Sinas HaTorah, divine in the Sinas HaTorah, wouldn't be shy. Human being could do that. Either would be the person which cuts himself off from existence, or a human being would be totally in his own world. So the Voida of a person in the year, the Voida of a person that of Torah, is to, with it, as I take what my karkas that I have and I develop them and I express them, by doing it in such a way that it's in concurrent with what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. It's in concurrent with what the direction of the Torah. I get it from the Torah, I get it from Rebbeim, I get it from Musar, I get it from thinking, I get it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu existence inside of me, he talks to me. I get it from Tefillah. Three times a day, as much as I exist, so Rav Goldberg has a fascinating point. He says that a Bacher needs, should not work in the meat of Gaifu. A Bacher needs Gaifu. What's going to allow a Bacher to steig and to grow and to accomplish is that he believes in himself. He believes he's something special. He has what to offer to the world, and he's going to accomplish something, and he's going to make something out of himself. He needs Gaiva to propel him. He says, but Gaiva is a terrible thing. He says, what's the Bacher supposed to do if he's a Baal Gaiva? It's a terrible thing. He says, the Bacher puts three things within us which naturally take care of our meat of Gaiva. Says number one is learning with the Chavrusa. When you learn with the Chavrusa, and he points out, Rebbe points out that you learn with Chavrusa, and you're arguing a point, and you really believe you're right, and you're arguing very vehemently, and you know, maybe you're saying a few choice words to your Chavrusa why you think he's wrong, and also you realize that he's right. It's a tremendous act of anivus to say, you know what, I was wrong, and you're right. I mentioned before that most Bachurim at that point in time, most human beings at that point in time, you know, their response is, I hear what you're saying. Say b'peh mo'ali, I was wrong, and you are right, and thank you for helping me understand the right pshat in the sugya. To say those words out of your mouth is so hard. But that's a natural area where a human being is called upon to deal with his gaiva. He says the second area is amunas chachamim, shimash shimash chachamim. So I sit in my Rebbe and I say, you know what? He's wrong and I'm right. He doesn't get it and I get it. I'm much more with it. I'm much more understanding of what's, you know, and he doesn't really get it. That's possible. But maybe, possibly, that's not the pshat. And maybe what you see him doing is because he's right and you're wrong. That's the second area where a person has to look at. And the third area a person has to look at is tefillah. He says, a human being comes, I'm such a wonderful guy and I accomplish so much, etc. And I ask him to come to work for das. What do you mean? I'm a smart guy. No. Without the person give me das, I'm nothing. I ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu for, I'm such a wealthy guy, and I'm so with it, etc. Baruch Aleinu. I have such good health, I take care of my health, and I'm a healthy guy, etc. Refuenu. Every element which I think I have, I realize I have to ask for my Kodesh Baruch Hu. So tefillah is a process where a human being redefines and makes sure that he's connected and he understands where he comes from and who he is. Not to the point where it doesn't allow him to accomplish and to grow. So the Torah, the natural flow of the way the Torah sets our system up, without any special avoida, is mechayiv that we do have existence, and we at the same time we feel very connected and connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the goal of a Bachur in the year is to take his koichas and to express them and develop them. But not in a way that it expense where he loses understanding of that the direction in his life and what he's supposed to do with those kaiches is a Kodesh Baruch Hu and not as opposed to his own personal desires, etc.